After what seemed like hours, she wiped her tears on George's dense coat and heaved a sigh that came clear up from her toes. She rubbed his favorite spot right above his eye and into his forehead, turned to Wind Dancer and did the same, then leaned down and ruffled Othello's ears. "Maybe I should just give up and cry it out at the beginning of the day. You think it would be easier?" George nudged her with his broad black nose, so she petted him some more, too. Safe between her three animal friends, she wiped her eyes on her shirt tail before tucking it back into the waistband of her breeches. With her mother no longer around to force her into the niceties of womanhood, Cassie wore pants to work around the animals. As the star of the show with her trick riding and shooting, she pretty much did as she pleased, but when she entered the arena, she was all professional. Her mother and father, who headlined before her, had taught her well. "Miss Cassie?" Micah, he had never given a last name, waited patiently for her outside the corral. "I'll be along soon." "You are all right now?" While slow of speech and movement, Micah had a way with animals that bordered on legendary. "Yes, thank you. Or at least I soon will be," she thought. The supper bell rang. "Really? I didn't even hear it. Long ago?" "Food will be gone soon." Cassie heaved another sigh and picked up her bucket. She gave each of her friends another pat and exited the corral, out the swinging gate. Othello remained at her knee, and Micah fell into step beside her. He took the bucket and went to set it inside her tent before catching up with her again. Sometimes she wondered who was guarding whom. Years before, she had come upon two of the young roustabouts deviling him and lit into them like a swarm of bees. Micah had assigned himself to her service ever since, along with taking care of the show stock of longhorn cattle, buffalo, and horses. He'd arrived one night, skinny and starving, and grew into the length of his feet. But while strong, he had a whipcord stature. He saved his rare smiles for Cassie and the animals. "You hungry?" Cassie thought a moment. Yes. That rumbling in her belly was most likely hunger, now that the pain of grief had retired to await another vulnerable time. "I guess. You know what's for supper?" "Smells like pork chops." Othello whined, so Micah dropped a hand down to the dog's head. "I'll save you my bones. Don't worry." Cassie knew that Micah carried on more conversations with the animals than he did with humans, and she no longer let it bother her. Others were not so tolerant. Since Micah listened more than he talked, he usually knew what was happening in their confined world of travel and performing. October was usually the final month of the show season before they headed south to winter and warmer weather. When her father ran the show, they did enough gigs in the winter season to keep all of the cast and crew employed. Not so with Jason Talbot, her father's former partner, and Uncle Jason to her, an honorary title for the family friend she'd known all her life. He'd promised both her and her father that he would see to Cassie's care as long as she needed him.
"Something strange going on."
Micah held back the flap for her to enter the cook tent ahead of him.
"I know. But what?"
Cassie thought back as she returned greetings, making sure she smiled to let her friends know she was all right. When had she first sensed the feeling?
"You're looking better, honey,"
Ms. Mack, the seamstress and costume designer and keeper, said, concern darkening her fading blue eyes. She and her husband Mac had taken Cassie into their tent and hearts when her father died. Cassie had opted for a tent of her own when she turned 18, 2 years earlier.
"We saved you a place."
"Thank you. We'll be right back. How's the food?"
"John Henry's back."
"Good thing."